to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Startup Sunday, September 15th, 2019, by the Reverend Eric Williams, with a stewardship address by Jonathan Lindley.
Well, our lessons today are sort of bad news, good news lessons, aren't they? The prophet Jeremiah and the psalmist tell us how wretched our human condition is, that we have really messed things up. God had a wonderful plan for us, and we have not done anything right, according to Jeremiah and the psalm. We have practiced evil instead of good. In fact, we become professional caliber evildoers. And no one can boast of being good. Doesn't that sound terrible? That doesn't sit quite right, does it? There, we want to rebel against that and say, but I'm sure some of us have been good, right? Some of us have done the right thing. The good news comes, of course, from the New Testament, from Paul's letter to Timothy, and also from the gospel. We get that beautiful image of the lost sheep. And God's desire, despite human sin, to always keep looking. Isn't that a beautiful image? I've always loved that image of the Good Shepherd. It turns out that's the very first image that the early Christians painted in the walls of the catacombs was the Good Shepherd. The very first image of Jesus that Christians connected with was this image from today's gospel. And I think it makes sense because we know that when we are lost, it is God in the person of Jesus who comes and will look for us and will never give up until we are found. Like the woman seeking the coin that was lost. We are lost and now are found. You think of Amazing Grace, that wonderful hymn by John Newton, the slaver, whose life was turned around. The good news is that despite the bad news of our lives, our sinfulness, our selfishness, our refusal to be obedient to God, there is always the opportunity for grace and for mercy. Even for St. Paul, who has to boast even in how bad he was. I wasn't just any old sinner, I was the foremost sinner. And therefore, I needed Jesus. I needed that grace. These lessons occurred to me as I was thinking about today. Today is our Startup Sunday. A lot of our fall programs resume. We're going to have Sunday school back in session. The choir will be singing an anthem at 10 o'clock. Our book study group, Readers of 100 Romeo Street, our other programs are all gearing up after a summer that I hope was restful for you, in which we didn't have as many meetings and activities and so forth. I hope it's a time of refreshment. Now we gear up to try to do the things that we feel that God is calling us to do. And as we do that, this fall is going to be very important. I wanted to share a couple of things. We're going to be really focusing on the future. The theme, which you'll hear from Jonathan in just a second, of our stewardship campaign, is really the theme of our year, which is 2020, focused on the future. How are we focusing on the future? Well, you'll hear about the stewardship committee's work, but we're also doing a kind of visioning. We have to do, I'm sure you've wondered, people have always asked me over the past 3 years, why is your title priest in charge? Why aren't you the rector? I thought we were looking for a rector. Well, this fall, finally, we get to decide if you want to call me as rector and if I want to be here as rector. Spoiler alert, I do, in case you're wondering. But part of that process is to have conversations about, well, okay, we're going to begin this new chapter together. Where are we going? What is it that we want to be? And so the vestry is working on a 5-year plan to say, in 5 years from now, what do we want to be when we grow up? What is St. Philip's going to be like? What do we hope that we will have accomplished? What is the roadmap? It may change. It may not be exactly what we think it's going to be. but what is the direction that we think we are going? The vestry is going to work on that, and then they are going to talk with you in these holy conversations. They're going to have times for you all to participate in shaping that vision, so that it's not just about thumbs up or thumbs down on the priest. It's about, where is God calling us to go? How is God calling us to be a community in this place? And these scriptures today, I think, are really helpful in framing that conversation. I love the image in the gospel of rejoicing in heaven. Don't you love that? There is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people. And it made me ask this question: what makes God rejoice? What makes God? How might St. Philip's make God rejoice? How might we be a people who know that we have been found and continue to seek the lost? How might we be people who are willing to repent and to acknowledge our sinfulness and to receive God's mercy? I think we'll make God rejoice by being a community in which everyone feels that they have a place and can participate. So I invite you, as we go through these conversations, to think about the ways that you participate in this community. If there's a ministry that you're not aware of, ask questions. If there's something you feel called to investigate, try it out. We have so many opportunities for outreach, for education, for service in our worship, and for oversight. We have lots of ways in which we need to involve every member of this congregation. So think and pray in your own life and in the life of St. Philip's as we go through this exercise this fall. What would make God rejoice when he looks at St. Philip's? And now I want to invite Jonathan to share with you a few thoughts about how we're going to live this out in terms of stewardship.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jonathan Lindley, and I'm speaking to you on behalf of the St. Philip's Stewardship Committee. Today, as you heard, is the kickoff of our 2019 annual giving campaign, and the theme is 2020 Focused on the Future. In the description of Startup Sunday, whether it was just now in Father Eric's sermon or perhaps in the bulletin, you can see all the sorts of different opportunities for ministry that exist at St. Philip's. These ministries are how we transform lives, both within our church family and across local communities. We are fortunate this year that Rick and Jane Maybauer have generously agreed to be our annual giving campaign co-chairs. All parishioners will be receiving a letter from them at the end of September, inviting you to join in our 2020 Focused on the Future campaign. So I want to provide a few of the highlights of that campaign. On three different Sundays in October, different members of the congregation will share their gratitude testimonials with you. On November 2nd, which is a Saturday night, the Great Feast will be a parish celebration and will feature our own cabaret activity. So Susan Mason, our church secretary, will once again be catering the dinner. So that's the third of 3 years for her, and worth attending just for that. There's the cabaret, which has been advertised in the bulletin, in the epistle, as an opportunity to share your talents. Perhaps they're hidden, perhaps they're not, but come and share them with everybody. And logistically, tickets will be on sale similar to last year, either in the office or in during coffee hour in October. The Great Feast is a wonderful way for us to have fun, celebrate our many ministries, and give thanks to God for all his generous blessings. Following that, on Sunday, November 3rd, it's both All Saints Sunday and Pledge Sunday, where pledge cards for 2020 will be collected and blessed as part of the service. So now I want to share some of my thoughts, around this stewardship effort. Our St. Philip's community has been growing over the past couple of years, and we can see that growth in a variety of ways. As we look towards 2020 and focus on that future, please keep these thoughts in mind. Think about ways to either become more involved, stay involved, or change the nature of your involvement depending on your current situation. Out of a sense of gratitude for all of God's blessings, prayerfully consider the best portion of those blessings to return to God via our annual giving campaign. Support and pray for your fellow parishioners involved in that campaign. And finally, have fun and find joy. This can be done through fellowship within our church family. It can be done through the different ministries of St. Philip's that benefit the local community. And it can be done by being part of something that is bigger than just ourselves and allows us to make God-sized things happen. So, join Rick and Jane, the Stewardship Committee, the Vestry, and your fellow parishioners as we look to 2020, focus on the future, and provide St. Philip's with the financial resources it needs to transform even more lives. Thank you for supporting St. Philip's, and thanks for listening to me speak this morning. I'll be available after the service if anyone has any questions or comments they'd like to share.